Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gressley, and I'm a program manager with the Application Insights team. I'm here today to talk to you about continuous monitoring across your DevOps workflow. So, continuous monitoring, what is it? Well, if you were to Bing or Google that term, you would get something very different than what I'm here to talk about today. You'll see something about financial systems. That's not what we're talking about in terms of continuous monitoring. What we want to talk about today is actually a DevOps concept. Most of you are familiar with things like CI/CD, continuous integration, and continuous delivery or deployment. What we want to add to that concept is continuous monitoring. So when we change our code, we want it to be integrated, we want it to be delivered, and then we want to monitor it to make sure that the performance is as expected. So what I like to say is continuous monitoring is the operations-focused step that evolves the DevOps loop. So if I'm convinced that I want to participate in continuous monitoring, where can I go to actually make this happen? In Visual Studio, we have a couple of different things that we can do. We can add Application Insights SDK to our existing project. And then based upon having that in place, we can get our performance data directly in our Visual Studio IDE. We can see things like availability, exceptions, custom metrics, etc. We can also use Team Services or VSTS. There is now an Application Insights release template in VSTS Release Management, and we're going to show you that today. Additionally, Application Insights is now an out-of-the-box resource option for the Azure Monitor Quality Gate. Quality gates are a fairly new concept in VSTSRM, and so we will also drill into that subject today. And last but not least, you can create release annotations directly from VSTSRM, and that's existing functionality. So again, today, these two highlighted points are the ones that we're going to drill into. We're going to look at the new release template and also the quality gates in VSTSRM. So without further ado, let's move forward and look at some live product. Okay, so let's start the first place where we can enable continuous monitoring in VSTSRM. I mentioned earlier that we have a brand new template that will help you enable continuous monitoring. So in this case, what I've done is I've begun to create a new release definition just with the default environment. And of course, it prompts me to select a template in order to create that definition. I've already filtered this down so you can find it. You'll see there's Azure App Service Deployment with Continuous Monitoring as the template name. You're probably familiar with the standard one, which just says Azure App Service Deployment. So all we're doing in this case is taking the standard template you're already familiar with and adding the capability to integrate Application Insights into that template. I'll hit Apply, and we've created our environment. We'll notice in our environment that we have a red exclamation point here, and that's because we still need to set some things up in order to complete this integration. So if we drill in directly next to where the red exclamation point is, we now have dropdowns that allow us to hook this release to Application Insights for continuous monitoring. It's all very simple. We need to choose an Azure subscription to start with. There we go. I will select that. And then the app service name. And then the resource group. And last but not least, the Application Insights resource that we want to hook up. Now, if you don't already have an Application Insights resource created, you'll notice there's a new button out to the right, and you can click on that where you'll be navigated to the Azure portal, and you can create that Application Insights resource right then. In the future, we'd like for this to happen automatically, and that will be functionality we work on over the next few months. Okay, so now that I've done all of this, I can simply hit save, and I've created a new release definition that has Application Insights hooked up to it already for continuous monitoring, and that's it. So let's look at another release definition that I've already created that's a little more complex than the default one we were creating there. Let's talk through this and dig into the functionality that allows us to create quality gates that we monitor with performance metrics from Application Insights. So if we look at this particular release, we see that we have several environments. There's a development environment, one called Canary, and also production. Between these particular environments, we can see that we have pre- and post-deployment conditions that are available. In this case, we're going to look at our Canary environment, and I've already run this particular release, but we're going to dig into the post-deployment conditions in this case and see what those are. So if I open that up, I can see there's something over here called gates. So this is new functionality available in VSTSRM. And if I expand this, I can see I have two quality gates in here. One is health check with Azure Monitor, and the other is to check active customer tickets, essentially a query. But let's dig into our Azure Monitor gate. And if we look at this, we can see that we've set this up with Application Insights. The resource for this Azure Monitor gate is Application Insights. And I have a particular alert rule that I'm monitoring, and that is availability. There are several different alerts that are available from Application Insights. And we've started with a set of four, and then we'll expand that over time. In this case, the one we're looking at is availability. Just so you know where you can go to set up what your thresholds are and how those alerts behave, let's take a look at that as well. If I drill in on the particular environment that we're examining here, Canary, I can see that we have one of the phases in here that says configure Application Insights alerts. And if I look over here at the right, I can see alert rules for this. And the one that I've already applied in that particular post-deployment quality gate that we were looking at is that the availability needs to be at least 90%, or we're going to trigger an alert. So in other words, if it's below 90, that triggers an alert. We also have the capability of examining server exceptions, server response time, and failed requests. Again, we plan to expand that library in the future. But that's how you can go in and examine those things. So I know that when my deployment runs for the Canary environment, after it finishes deploying, I have post-deployment conditions that it's going to look at that include Application Insights monitoring to tell me if my application is performing as expected. So let's look at what that looks like. Here's my most recent release for this particular application. Here's my Canary environment. And if I come down further here, I can see that I have post-deployment gates in place. We can see that the second one of these, the Azure Monitor one, is red for the last four checks that it's made. That's not good. That's obviously very bad. So if I go in and look at my health that's being checked here, I can see the date and time when these checks ran and the fact that it has not met that status, which means that my availability is under 90% and I need to fix that. So it's probably a code fix that I need to make. For now, in order to get my environment healthy again, what I'm going to want to do is to apply my rollback. In this case, I'm going to do a manual rollback, but you could absolutely make this an automated rollback based upon the decisions that come out of examining these quality gates. If we switch over to Application Insights, we can verify that our quality gates are based upon the following two alerts for our Application Insights resource. If we drill in and look at those alerts, we can see that those alerts are based upon availability being less than 90%. So once we apply our rollback, we should see that it has corrected the problems and the alert count in Application Insights should also go back to zero. We'll take a look at that in just a few minutes. So I'm going to deploy this rollback environment. And once it's done, we'll see that it also has post-deployment gates on it that will check the performance of my application with Application Insights. And assuming that the rollback is applied correctly, we'll see that our performance will go back to normal. So let's deploy it, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes to take a look at the results. Okay, so we've applied our rollback environment, and we can see it has completed successfully, and it has met with all of its post-deployment approvals. It has all gone green. Consequently, after having applied that, we can see that our Canary environment has now gone back to green in terms of its pre and post deployment gates as well. If we look over here at our health check with Azure Monitor, we can see that our availability was below 90% for the last three checks, and the most recent one has gone to green. It'll continue to check, and we'll eventually see that entire line load with green all the way across. Again, if we drill into the Azure Monitor quality gate as well, we can see more detail about the last four checks. Again, there are the three that were bad and the most recent one, which is now good. So we've returned our environment to a performance level that we expected, and we were able to do this because we were leveraging continuous monitoring with Application Insights. Again, just to double check, I will switch over to the Application Insights portal here, and we can see that the alerts are gone from here as well. So just to recap really quickly, what we looked at was this particular release with the following four environments. We actually did an deployment to the Canary environment. The post-deployment quality gates ran, and the one based upon Azure Monitor, in this case, Application Insights, that was looking at availability of the application, failed because the availability was below 90%. When we actually looked at our release, we saw that that release was red because of the availability being low. And due to that, we decided to apply a rollback to fix that condition so that we could have a stable environment that was performing as expected while we take the time to go back and check our code and figure out what caused the performance issue in the first place. Okay, so let's talk about what we just saw. First of all, we saw that Application Insights resources can easily be associated or added to releases directly in the VST SRM. This is due to the new template that's available there. Pre and post deployment actions can be taken based upon continuous monitoring results from Application Insights. So now we can have quality gates based upon monitoring our application that allow us to take action. We can now not only examine the health of our environment that our application is running in, but the health of the application itself. And that's very important when we're making these kinds of decisions, especially in terms of rollback. So let's also take a minute to talk about why we invested in this integration. We're really trying to drive towards a simpler, out-of-the-box DevOps solution. We want to make things easier and faster and simpler to set up. We want to make sure that all of these things work together so that there's a flow through your DevOps process. We want to reduce context switching. If you're a release management professional, you don't want to necessarily have to switch over to developer tools to understand what's happening with the performance of the application that was released. And of course, vice versa as well. So we want to reduce that screen switching as much as possible. And we want to drive towards a concept of Azure being DevOps by default. These are all Azure services, and we want to make sure they work together in a way that support your entire DevOps flow. So when you're ready to evolve your DevOps cycle, remember to keep in mind continuous integration, continuous deployment, and continuous monitoring. What should you do next? Add continuous monitoring with Application Insights to your existing releases and use the new template in VST SRM when you're creating new releases. And also, very important, stay current on the Azure and DevOps blogs. That's where we'll make announcements as we continue to evolve and release new features in this area. So keep your eyes on the blog and we'll let you know when we do some more work in this area. Thanks a lot for watching and have a great rest of Connect.